Welcome to the Everything Podcast, the place for everything education. Whether you're a first-year teacher or a seasoned educator, our mission is to help you employ smart strategies in and out of the classroom.
We firmly believe that teacher burnout isn't inevitable. Part inspiration and part implementation, we discuss the why and how to make your classroom effective and sustainable.
We're your hosts, Danielle
and Nicole. Welcome back to another episode of the Everything Podcast. Hey, Danielle, how is it going?
It's going.
You know, it's week 9 or 10. Mm-hmm. Who knows? We're not even sure anymore. We're all just making it through. Virtual education, it seems like that's just the constant topic of conversation, is how to keep things moving virtually, whether it's your online classroom or your online presence as a teacher influencer, which is kind of the topic of today's episode.
Yeah, I think that this time of year, people start thinking about their resumes, usually even a little bit earlier than this time of year, people start thinking about their resumes, especially if they're looking to make a pretty big move, right? If they're looking to jump from one grade level to another, in which case you should definitely go back into the archives and check out our episode with Heather. She talks all about moving grade levels. We'll make sure to link it in the show notes as always. Or maybe you're sitting here thinking, you know, I'm actually getting kind of used to this virtual instruction, and I don't think I want to go back to the physical classroom if and when that time comes, in which case you should listen to our more recent episode with Kara.
So something that's so top of mind for us, Danielle, and I think it's worthwhile to share with the audience. We were lucky enough to be on Alyssa McDonald's podcast recently, mm-hmm. where we talked all about our most recent and current project, which is the Total Teacher Summit 2020.
Yes.
Yes, and we're so excited about it. And if you are a new listener and you're new to us, you should know that we are super passionate about virtual summits, and you'll soon know why, because we just keep talking about it. We keep sharing about it. And if you are brand new to this idea and you're really looking for some more background information, maybe Alyssa's podcast brought you here today, definitely want to make sure that you go back into the archives. Take a look at some of our podcasts from last year, actually, when we were starting our very first virtual summit. And we have a couple of episodes that are all about why attend a virtual summit, how to get the most out of that. And we're looking at episodes 44, 45, and so on. So that will give you a nice little background as to kind of like the sort of underlying overarching topic that we're discussing today, and kind of like how to put yourself out there as a teacher influencer. And the thing that we're really focused on right now is sorting through applications of speakers, of people who are interested in kind of taking that leap and wanting to speak on that at our virtual teacher summit.
Yeah. So on the one hand, presenting at a virtual summit could absolutely be a resume builder, but we need to have the virtual resume to get that slot to begin with. And that is what we want to chat about here. We want to talk about the homework that needs to happen pre-pitch in order to make sure that all of our ducks are in a row, so to speak, when the person who's going through the applications notices our application and says, yeah, you've got my attention. I want to know more. We want to make sure that everywhere we're present, we are ready for that.
Definitely. I think so often when we think of all the different facets of presenting ourselves online or how you might be searchable online, we think mm-hmm. of these things kind of in isolation, right? They're separate. Oh, okay, I have my website. Maybe I have a place where I'm selling some of the products that I'm making. Maybe I have another place where I'm sharing maybe some recipes that I'm loving, right? It's all kind of separate, and maybe they don't necessarily talk to each other. And we know the value of being able to kind of look at someone for the very first time and be able to identify, okay, here are the top three things I should know about them. Here's a thing that they're making. Here's a thing that they're celebrating or proud of. And having that as sort of like your identified characteristics that are super easy to find and kind of help to separate you from the crowd. And like I keep saying, we're sorting through a lot of different people's profiles right now. And we know firsthand that it's tough to kind of separate yourself. So we want to make sure we spend some time today identifying what makes someone a really great persona online, and how all of these different facets of your online presence can work together and help kind of give that full picture.
Yeah, that full picture. We've done episodes in the past that have been really focused on branding. The episode that we did with Amanda Thompson comes to mind. And while we're definitely going to talk a little bit about branding today, I think that the message that we're really trying to drive home here is that everything needs to be cohesive. I think so often when we think about that cohesion, we just think about the like top 9 photos on Instagram. And yes, you should absolutely have an Instagram that looks planned and cohesive, that should look intentional, right? If you need help with that, you should check out Everything Social because we can help you out with
Let's pause for a second on that, actually, because I think that's a really great point. And for those that don't know about Everything Social, it's definitely worth a look through. If you check out our TPT store, we have your social media toolkit you've been searching for. We promise. It's right there. And it's called Everything Social. It's a monthly social media toolkit that is a very teacher-centric toolkit. In other words, we have images that are oriented towards today's teacher. We have plug and play captions that are, again, teacher-centric, things that you can use that really will help to streamline what can really feel overwhelming in planning and strategizing your social media presence. Just a quick little plug there, but back to you, Danielle.
And the reason that we talk about it, obviously, we believe in that product, but it's not because we want you to just get our attention. We want you, when you get the attention of somebody that you're really after, because you want to be on that person's podcast or you want to be involved in that, whether it's virtual or in-person conference, they come to your website or your social media handles and they clearly see a vision. One of the things that we mentioned on Alyssa's podcast was how important it is to bring a perspective to these pitches. Some people think, and they kind of sell themselves short because they think, oh, I don't have 50,000 followers. I don't have 75,000 followers. I don't even have 10,000 followers. If you have some of the things that we're talking about today, that doesn't matter quite as much because we, at least in our experience putting together a virtual summit, we understand that there is so much to offer from people of all sized audiences, right? But in order to make sure that you are leveraging that, that perspective needs to be clear from the very start.
So to recap, step number one is to forget whatever you think you might know about the kind of audience you need to have in order to put yourself out there. That's the very first step. In order to take yourself seriously and to have someone else take you seriously, you gotta let go of that, because that's the thing that we're not super concerned about. And we know that the majority of others aren't super concerned about either, and they're not worth your time if they are. And secondly, we have to kind of do that homework, right? We have to take the steps to make sure that exactly what you're saying, Danielle, getting things aligned, cohesion is so important. How do we make sure that all the different places that we show up kind of talk to each other and work in tandem? And the three major pieces that we're talking about today are social media, your website, mm-hmm. and your TPT store. And a little disclaimer about these three things. You know, we're talking about social media, and in general terms, that can be any place that you show up in a social aspect, right? We can talk about Twitter, Facebook, your Instagram, right? It's not limited to one, and it's certainly not meant to be covering all of those things. Just like your TPT store, it doesn't just have to mean TPT. What we mean is the place in which you're allowing people to access the things that you're making and download. Mm-hmm. Well, in other words, that could mean Etsy. That could mean maybe your Shopify, right? It looks a lot of different ways. So something just worth noting.
That message of making sure that these are all working together, that it's not three separate entities, but one clear unifying vision. When it comes to branding, when it comes to your message, no matter where people encounter you first, you should be able to be clearly recognized and identifiable, right? So let's start with social media, because I think that's probably the place that most people are going to find you first.
And we think of social media as sort of being the thing that draws you in, that brings you in, right? Mm-hmm. Having those images that kind of capture someone's attention, absolutely. But it's also the first maybe couple of lines someone's reading about you to understand who you are. And what we're talking about is probably your profile description, whether that is Instagram, or maybe it's your Pinterest page, your Facebook profile, but giving your any audience, someone who's brand new to you, a chance to get to know you within just short little snippet into your life. But it's so important that you take it seriously and as an opportunity to express who you are in a really, really succinct way.
And we're talking about building your teacher influencer resume, right? So even if you have a pretty established Instagram account, or you have a pretty established whatever your social media of choice account is, when was the last time you actually brushed that up? Is it representative of that perspective? I'd already mentioned Heather, and she's not our only teacher that we've interviewed on the podcast that has made a pretty big change at one point or another in their teaching career. I know that Kayla Desert comes to mind. She has made a pretty big change. And if you are in the habit of producing content that is about that change that you've undergone, how you started off teaching second grade, but now you're teaching seventh grade, for example, seventh grade teacher might be the term that defines you right now, but if all of the stuff that you're putting out there online is about how you've made that transition, why don't you have that as the language in your profile?
Exactly. What sets you apart, right? That's the most important thing. And I think that's so true. Sometimes it's easy to overlook that when you think about, well, that's not how I define myself now, right? But it gives someone else another way to identify with you. And that's the goal.
And it makes you a little bit unique, right? Especially if you aren't just producing information or products for exclusively seventh grade teachers. And speaking of underrated places, in order to kind of capture that unique perspective that you're bringing, the highlight reel on Instagram. I know last year, as we planned the summit, as I was working with some of our speakers, some of them came to the table with really strong followings. Some of them came to the table with great personalities and we knew we wanted to work with them, but they didn't really have a topic that they knew they wanted to present on. And the first thing that I would do is I would go back through their highlight reel, because it was a great place to have almost like a mini resume going on.
I love that. So well said. And I think people don't often see it in that way, right? Maybe it's the way that they, oh, it's the thing I'm most proud of, or the thing that maybe I get the most questions about. But that could be the thing that sets you apart from everyone else. And it's important to kind of make that shift, because it's exactly what we're looking at as outsiders, looking in at you, right? Trying to identify what sets you apart.
Yeah. If you have a really interesting take on how you present a certain unit or something like that, and you have an entire highlight reel that's just dedicated to that, that if we're being honest about it, it probably leads to something on your Teachers Pay Teacher store, why don't you make that a focal point? Right? And it doesn't just end there. If somebody does go back through your feed, is everything you have to offer easy to trace, right? Because I feel like that is a big frustration.
Absolutely. Which leads us to our next point here, which is the website. Housing everything that you are, everything that you produce and celebrate and create and all of the stuff, who are you, should live there. And exactly what you're saying, Danielle, being able to easily identify and find the things that set you apart, finding that on your website is so, so important.
And making sure they're speaking to each other, right? Yes. Making sure that the Instagram leads to the website.
Exactly. And being able to offer a place where if you're really showcasing all that you are and everywhere that people can connect with you. I find that that's also something that I'm looking for on someone's website is, wait, do they have Pinterest? Where do I go? What's the next step here? Yeah. And finding that everything is really laid out in a user-friendly way. And we could go on and on about that. But I think that making sure that the whole picture is told there. If you think about social media as kind of drawing you in, and your website is being the place where everything is displayed, I think that's kind of a nice way to consider it.
I feel like last year, sometimes going back to some of the speakers we knew that we wanted to work with, but didn't necessarily have that topic like set in stone, I spent a lot of time trying to figure out where this thing that really caught my attention lived, Yes. On their website. It was sometimes a little bit of a struggle in order to do that. If you know that maybe you don't have the largest following, but you know that you can make something that offers so much value and you have gone out of your way to customize that pitch, don't do yourself a disservice by making it kind of difficult for people to put together those pieces, make it as user-friendly as possible. I know when I teach writing to my high school students, I always tell them, like, they can have a fantastic quote that they have found from one of their secondary sources, but they need to comment on it, or else it doesn't really, like, belong to them. It doesn't really fit into their paper. I tell them, if you're making the reader do the work, you as the writer have not done all of your work. I feel the same thing applies here.
So in speaking of how people can connect with you and thinking of your social media sort of extending into your website as sort of housing mm-hmm. everything that belongs to you, everything that describes you, represents you, we think of the TPT store as the secondary extension, the place where people can actually take from what it is that you've created. And as we mentioned at the top of the recording, it doesn't necessarily have to be your TPT store. It could be another place where you mm-hmm. house the things that you allow people to download or to access from you. And you want to also consider how these things work together, right? Your TPT store should be organized in a way that allows someone to see what maybe is the most popular item or maybe is the most relevant, depending on what you've currently been talking about for the past couple of weeks on your social media accounts, right? Making sure that they all communicate with each other and continue to tell that story about you is so important. And I think that, you know, we've had some really fantastic, I know that we've had some really fantastic guests in the past on our podcast who have talked about the value of providing a really awesome TPT experience from the user perspective, from every angle, and providing descriptions and providing freebie downloads and previews. And a couple that come to mind, Haley Kane is one. Mm-hmm. We also had Nikki Dingrado talking about her experience. And we also had Yari Anguilo in the past. We've had a lot of people discussing how they've approached TPT, and there's so much to unpack there. But I think kind of like the major takeaways is it continues to tell the same story, and it really makes the best use of the tools that are there, providing a clear description, giving that mm-hmm. point of view, giving even your profile the same type of language that you've used in your all of your other spaces to talk about who you are, what you represent, and what you're selling.
Yeah, and this doesn't mean that if you don't currently have a TPT store that you've got to like go out and start one. That's not what we're suggesting. What we are suggesting is that all of the places should create a unified overall experience. And maybe you actually have the opposite issue. Maybe you are killing it on TPT, but you actually don't really have a whole lot going on in terms of Instagram or Twitter, because you kind of don't have to. You're doing all right on Teachers Pay Teachers. Well, I think that that is perfectly okay too, but you want to make sure that you are highlighting that. If you are really like just an absolute rock star in one of these spaces, I would say make sure the person who is finding you when you give this pitch knows that, because I know we had at least one speaker last year that buried the lead with that, so to speak.
Exactly. And the first place that we happened to see based on what they provided for us as a handle or a website wasn't the place that they were showing up in maybe the biggest way. And it sort of provided that flipped experience where we were like, okay.
Right.
Exactly.
And so if you are thinking to yourself, how do I put my best foot forward? I'm going to go back. I'm going to do all the homework. I'm going to make sure that I create that unified experience. I'm going to make sure that everything is user-friendly. Links are all there. So that way, if somebody is heading back through all of my content, they can find related posts, things like that. I think one of the best ways to do this is with a media kit. Now, if you are kind of unfamiliar with this term, a media kit is just a usually short, usually kind of visual representation of what you have to offer. This is something that we typically hear about in like entrepreneurship circles, not so much in the education sphere. And I will say that if you don't have one, I wouldn't go out and do like a ton of research about this right now, because we don't want to use "I don't have a media kit" as some sort of stalling technique.
Definitely. And Danielle, it seems like you do have a little solution for us on that front, at least.
I do. So what I have developed for you is a media kit template that lives in our TPT store that is ready for you to customize. And in this media kit, we want to make sure that we are advertising what you have to offer in the best light possible. So if you do have all of these great reviews on Teachers Pay Teachers, or maybe you're a fellow podcaster and you have some great reviews in the form of like testimonials right there, that is going to be captured on your media kit, right? So we want to make sure that at a glance, the person that you are pitching to can see everything that you have to offer in one spot that's very, very user-friendly, easy to navigate.
I'm pumped about this, and I know that our listeners will be as well. A chance to highlight your own achievements is sometimes not the first thing that we have in mind as a place to put our time or our efforts. It can be a little bit stressful, confusing, complicated, and sometimes not always comfortable to talk about yourself in that way, but giving that true framework in the form of a media kit is, I think, a really great first step, and that can be found in our TPT store.
Yeah, and I think that if you are worried that maybe you don't look as established as you want to, this could kind of be a good solution for you, because it allows you to do the highlighting of what you want the other person to see and what you want to draw their attention to. So if you don't have the numbers that maybe you wish you did and would want to highlight, you could focus most of that time and space on those testimonials, which might be kind of lost otherwise. There might not be a slot for that on some sort of application. Conversely, if you are that person who has really small followings in all of the other places but are big on Teachers Pay Teachers, it would be really easy in order to show off that kind of achievement too. Or maybe that you've hit certain milestones as a TPT seller. Again, we're kind of doing that background work for you of putting together that visual resume for the teacher side hustler.
So pumped. So excited about this. Yay! Well, Danielle, I certainly hope that, you know, in all of the conversation we've been seeing online about teachers who are maybe reconsidering their own status, whether it's a grade level change, maybe changing to a different school, maybe the way that they see themselves as being this new online aficionado, right? Being able to really traverse what it means to be an online teacher. We hope that this episode provided maybe just another point of view, especially when it comes to teacher influencers and thinking about how to update that teacher influencer resume. There's a lot of reflection happening right now, and especially when it comes to the ways that we show up online, we're doing that a whole lot. And we definitely want to encourage those who are listening that are thinking about it to consider applying to be a Total Teacher Summit presenter. This is the chance to consider the homework that you may have to do to get to that place where you feel confident and comfortable and putting yourself out there. And if you're interested in applying to be a featured speaker at the Total Teacher Summit, please feel free to visit bit.ly/TTS speaker. You can also find this link in our bio on Instagram.
If you'd like to learn more about us and the services that we offer, head to everything.com.